Meditation 29 reads, I allow my beliefs to be challenged. My personal growth resides in giving that permission. I repeat, I allow my beliefs to be challenged. My personal growth resides in giving that permission. If there's one thing that entrepreneurs do not enjoy, it's to be challenged. And there is a fine balance that entrepreneurs, particularly in the startup years, are required to find. And that is to allow other people's input into their journey, as well as balancing that with their own idea of what they believe their journey should be. When starting a new business that is pioneering, there is often a misunderstanding of what is possible and not possible. All the current rules and constructs of your particular industry will be in place. And as soon as you try and break those rules, break those constructs, everyone around you will run to try and correct you, get you back to the normal. But pioneering entrepreneurs are not normal. They challenge beliefs. They challenge the norms. They challenge the rules. Just as they challenge the rules, challenge the beliefs, challenge the norms, so too must they allow other people to challenge them. For it is only when those beliefs, those norms, those ideas are challenged that growth actually takes place. It is in the friction between what entrepreneurs believe is the truth and the rules and what others believe is the truth and rules where true growth resides. As a stubborn young entrepreneur myself, I remember being challenged by my mentor on numerous occasions. I resisted that input. I resisted those questions. I resisted those ideas. And one day, I think in complete frustration, my mentor sat down in front of me and he said to me, Alon, you've got to make a decision now. Do you want to be right or do you want to be rich? Those words shook me and awoke something in me. They opened my eyes, they opened, more importantly, my ears to listen, to understand other perspectives. What my mentor was teaching me was that for me to become successful, I need to open my mind to other ideas. That although I might have a particular point of view, other people's points of view combined with mine might be a better solution. The second part of the meditation, which reads, my personal growth resides in giving that permission, talks specifically to the fact that you, as entrepreneur, need to give authentic permission to others to challenge your ideas. Not just lip service to the idea, but an authentic permission means that you will truly listen to that perspective. You might not take it on, but you will truly and authentically listen. The night before recording this meditation, I had a conversation with two fellow entrepreneurs and discussed a problem that I was grappling with for the past 3 months. I asked them for their help and their perspective and their point of view. I gave them permission to give me a different perspective, to challenge my beliefs, and I gave myself permission to listen to a different point of view. In one conversation, a problem I had been grappling with for 3 months was solved. But the irony was that one of the people in that conversation had given me that solution 3 months ago. But at that point in time, I had not given myself permission to listen. It was only when I gave myself permission was I open to new ideas that could help me.